You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by DrawYouPicture.com. where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Also by GoToMeeting.com and GoDaddy.com, where the code PODNAME121 will get your next domain name for $7.49. Or you can save 10% on other services with code BLUE121.
Yo, hey, this is Evan Saki. I'm just calling to say hi.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening. No!
Listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hi, this is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 108, brought to you the week of May 26th. I am your host. My name is James. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. Glad you're listening. And welcome to all our new listeners. Let me introduce you to some people who are here with me right now. Like I said, I'm James. I'm the important one, but there's also Trevor. He's from America's Hat. Hi, Trevor. Yeah, welcome to the show, dude. Welcome back.
I'm semi-important.
Yes. And by the way, before we introduce the last one, how you doing, Trevor? You doing okay?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Thanks for asking, buddy.
No problem, buddy. I love you too, buddy. We're buddies. From the Dirty South, the inescapable voice of John Steinklauber. How you doing, John?
I'm good. Now my voice is inescapable. I guess I've captured you, haven't I?
I don't really know what it means, but yeah, I'm tangled up I'm walking in a spider web, basically. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
You.
Wow.
Thanks. Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks,
hey,
Trev.
And it's good to be here. So.
Yeah. I love doing the weekly show. It's a high point of the week. And believe me, listeners, we have as much fun putting it out, if not more, than you guys do listening. And sorry the show's a day late. We had a Memorial Day here in the States. Do they have that up in Canada?
No, they do not,
okay,
sir.
It's a day where Americans, Trevor, in case you don't know, we celebrate tombstones, pretty much, is from what I gathered.
Yep.
I don't really know what else we do, but we celebrate tombstones.
Not Tombstone, Texas, but tombstones.
Yeah, and not themselves. The pizza, but
no, that's right.
Actual tombstones. People even go out and decorate their tombstones and stuff.
But, so it's like Halloween then, is it?
No, ghosts, no skeletons.
I don't know. You
try to break it down for him. Try to break it down for him, John.
They call it Memorial Day because we memorialize those who have paid such a sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have here in the United States.
Yeah, that's part of it. That is. And I don't want to subtract from that, but in some parts of the country, it's also about dead relatives.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that shocked me. I went to Virginia, of all places, and you go out, and they go out and as a family, and they decorate all of their family's tombstones.
Okay.
Now, I thought you were just joshing, because, I mean, I know what Memorial Day is, obviously, so when you started going about decorating tombstones, I thought you were going for the funny. I mean, I was,
but yes, they do, and it is a little odd to me. I mean, I don't want to mess with anybody, but... You know, I just think it'd be great if we would do that here in Kansas City, even in the hood. You could go out with some aerosol spray paint cans and just decorate the heck out of your family's tombstones. It'd be awesome. You just tag them up. It'd be great.
So don't they do that anyway?
Good one. That's in Detroit.
Yeah.
Now, oh, wait. I'm in somewhere else.
KC beat Detroit. We are Killa City, fool. So anyway, we always start with an opening story. So let's do that. Hey, NLCast, I went on a camping trip with my Girl Scout troop last year. We were all sleeping in a cabin, and around 2 a.m., someone started talking in their sleep. It was a really weird thing to wake up to. She was saying things like, "Run, Fludra, away from the pie." I love what people say in their sleep. "Run, Fludra, away from the pie." I was trying to ignore it and fall asleep, but dang it, if there wasn't this pie running around the cabin. No.
Named Fludra.
But suddenly she sat up and started punching me. I was trying to wake her up when she just collapsed on top of me dead asleep. I ended up waking up everyone because she was really heavy. That's rude. And I was starting to suffocate. The moral of the story. When someone starts talking in their sleep, put a pillow over their head before they clobber you. Love you, Jackie. I read this for one reason. Jackie's solution for night talking is to kill them.
Kill them.
Suffocate them to death. Otherwise, a very apparently heavy girl will start punching you and she was trying to save her from a killer pie. So I don't know.
Well, maybe she's telling Fludra to run so she could get the pie.
That's my pie. Get away from it.
Oh, Fludra.
Fludra hungry.
Sorry, Fludra.
So,
if you're listening, I apologize.
I always love it when people end their stories with the moral of the story. Not every story has a moral. This is one of them. Don't kill your friends. The moral of the story, if there is one, is Fludra is a great thing to say in the middle of the night. My wife woke up one time early on. She's always talked in her sleep, but she's quit lately. But one time she was swiping her pillow, like hitting it. And I'm like, "What's going on?" She goes, "Scissor bugs. They're all over. Scissor bugs." And I was like, "That is really cool." Because she's not the most creative person in the world. She'll tell you that. But she had apparently in her sleep invented the concept of scissor bugs, and I thought that was great. Little bugs with little scissors, they could chomp up your pillow and apparently just totally ravish your sleep. So
sure. Yeah, cut your hair too.
And I was glad that it wasn't directed at me, because early on her sleep was interrupted by threatening messages, and I thought she was possessed by the devil, because on her honeymoon night she wakes up in the middle of the night straight up, stares at me and says, "I hate people who sleep with me." And I was like, God, what have I done? Help me, Jesus. Yeah. So I kid you not, it was scary. And then she plopped back down and falls dead asleep. Yep. "I hate people who sleep in my beds," basically what she said. And I was like, wow, it's too late.
Dude, I might have nightmares from that junk.
Awesome.
That's kind of scary, dude.
Brain.
I'm sorry, John. I didn't mean to scare you. It's a true life story. We don't make up lies here. So that's real.
Well, there goes my top story.
Speaking of nightmares, this episode is brought to you by GoToMeeting. Anytime I can avoid getting in my car to drive to a meeting, I do. That's why I started using GoToMeeting to hold online meetings online. That's where you do it. I use it to meet with people all over the city. Instead of wasting time and money sitting in traffic, GoToMeeting has become absolutely indispensable for me. GoToMeeting is perfect for sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos, and it's affordable. For just $49 a month, you can hold as many online meetings as you want. It includes voice and phone over IP conferencing. Strike that. Reverse it. I want you to sign up for GoToMeeting today and have your first online meeting tomorrow. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, but you must visit GoToMeeting/podcast. That is GoToMeeting.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial, or for a fur if you'd like to go get a fur. Apparently, furs only are not included, but
only in the north.
Yeah. So go check it out. Thank you, GoToMeeting, for your continued support. And also thank you, Carrillo and Dean and Keith Teklitz, officially the coolest last name short of Steinklauber in the world.
Teklitz. It is a lot shorter than Steinklauber.
Teklitz sounds like chiclets, and that's why it's cool. It's like,
It's like technical chiclets.
I thought that was a website.
It's Teklitz. Like if
it should be.
If chiclets made music, like electronic music, it'd be Teclets. Yeah.
I'm going to go to GoDaddy right now and register Teclets.com.
I want to go to Koreo. I hear it's pretty cool there.
Yeah. Wow. And Dean, I don't have any jokes about your name. Sorry. So
I know a Dean named Dean.
Oh, hey, it's time for
He's a dean of his name.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
Shut your mouth. weekly updates. Weekly updates. I was driving down the road the other day, and I was trying to get over in the left-hand lane because my, off-ramp was coming up, and it was on the left, which is always odd because off-ramps belong on the right side of the road. But there was this car full of ladies, this truck full of ladies behind me, and they were coming up, but there's plenty of room, so I'd start to go over. But I looked through my rear view because I'm just making sure. They had sped up suddenly, I guess in order to try to keep me from getting over for some stupid reason. Traffic was flowing. There was no reason to do this. And they're looking at me like, rah, rah, making faces through the rearview mirror.
They were dogs. They were barking at you.
Hey.
So yeah, they were hollering through the glass. I couldn't hear them, so I had to make up whatever they were saying. I'm sure there were words, vivid words.
God bless you.
But anyway, they were obviously irate for no obvious reason, and I usually would get pretty mad, but I was like, this is just stupid, ridiculous. What the world? I mean, I was going as fast as them. They sped up. What the heck? So they obviously, whip around and drive past me, and as they're going super fast, one of them in the center turns around and stares at me. I realize it's not a lady. It's a dude with long hair. And he's just staring at me, giving me this icy stare. He's a passenger. He's a passenger driven by two ladies. Okay. He can't even afford his own car, but he's going to stare at me. And so I just wave at him. Hi. Cause I was like, you know what? How are you going to make this dude really, really mad? I'm going to make fun of him. So that's what I did. And he kept staring at me. He didn't wave back or anything. I thought maybe we could be friends. And so I blew him a kiss.
What?
He did turn around, but I was like, mwah, love you, buddy. Love ya. Love ya. I got in your lane. Love ya. So anyway.
Maybe it wasn't a dude.
Well, it turned out that the car didn't even take the off ramp. So I probably did them a favor for the love. They were going to go on the wrong road. So it's just stupid. It was so random and weird. And that's why I just decided just to be annoying. So there you go.
Yeah, let's say what you could have done was you could have started singing, Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Yeah. Maybe it was a lady that looked very dude-like. Looked
like dude-ish.
It could have been. Uh-huh. It could have been. But it seemed the aggression that was coming through two layers of glass was pretty hostile. So that's my weekly update. That's the best I got today. Nothing really bad happened. Nothing really funny happened. It's just been a busy week.
Just a truck full of gals and a dude.
Yep.
Getting angry with you.
So, Trevor, what you got, buddy?
I've got
several.
Again with the mock. See, you're the one. See, you add the third person in. You cut that back by time. You mock me for how long I take.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. It's my fault again.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much my going theme. I didn't actually really have anything that good happen to me either.
All right, John, what you got, bud?
Hey, but I like talking.
Well, I got two, so here.
Oh, great.
Just kidding. Go ahead, Trevor.
On Sunday night, I was sitting down to watch the NASCAR race, the Coca-Cola 600, and it was in a rain delay. So I was doing some schoolwork. I'm taking a course for work while I was waiting for it. So I had the TV on mute. And my TV is set to automatically put up the closed captioning whenever you put it on mute.
That's a cool feature.
So I'm just, glancing up every now and again, make sure, they're not giving an update to see, if the rain was going to stop and all that good stuff. So I look up, and they're in the middle of this show. I think it was Da Vinci's Inquest, which, whatever that is, I don't even know what the show is. I've never seen it.
Sounds
gross.
But
some show. But anyway, and I'm looking at the closed captioning, and, it had the words that they were saying and all that good stuff. And then out of nowhere, the show, it hasn't gone to commercial. It's still playing right in the middle of this scene, whatever. And all of a sudden it starts talking about, you know, about pepperoni and you're going to do this. And I'm like, it's like, that doesn't really seem to be following. And then it starts talking, you know, order online or call, you know, 1-800-DOMINOS. It's like, what? It's like, so they're like, for some reason, I guess deaf people don't want, you know, they might get hungry in the middle of a show. They don't really care what's actually happening. It's like,
how do you know it just wasn't product placement? Maybe.
No, it was.
It was part of the mystery.
It's like, dude, I'm hungry. You know what you could do? You could get to, like, it was just the most randomest, weirdest thing. But
maybe it was behind.
Maybe.
Because, you know, when they send them through the satellites, it's just.
Yeah, there's a delay. Maybe they're on Skype. Now, obviously, it delayed something. Something was out of sync. It's okay. It's all right.
That's random. Okay, well, and then
we'll get it fixed. All your television comes from us anyway, so we'll fix it.
Oh, your base are
I'll call some people.
And then, and then they actually went to a commercial, and like two things later, and I had the volume on. Now, this isn't even a funny thing. This is just more of an annoying thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it started off with this family, and they're sitting in their kitchen. I'm describing a commercial. So this is okay. This is where the show's gotten to. I apologize for the comedic value, but this just ticked me off. And it happened this week, so I'm using it.
Get it out. Let it all out.
These two guys, this man and this woman, are sitting in their kitchen, whatever, and they're sitting there talking about, it's like, well, you know, sometimes, you know, with these tough economic times, you know, the bills are piling up, and it shows them looking at their bills on this computer screen, you know, and these gas bills and all this stuff, and there's red numbers there indicating these bills are overdue. It's like, so we decided to do something about it. It's like, oh, okay. And then they go on about, We found out that if we switched to DirecTV instead of Dish Network, we only spent this much for our cable. Dude. And now we're so happy. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, I am so sick of economy commercials. I heard one this morning on the radio, and it was like, you know, let's do this. And oh, no, it was actually inspirational. It almost brought a tear to my eye. They're just like, today it's more about, you know, the content of our, and we'll pull through this, and America is strong, and all this kind of stuff. And the way you can help America is buying a new train furnace.
It's made Americans by Americans.
Well, that's exactly what this point was. It's made in America, so you're helping us out. You're helping us dig our way out of the problem. I'm like, so there you go, people. How do we get out of this economic status? Call Obama. Let him know everybody needs to buy a train.
Because nothing runs like a train.
Nothing beats a train. Exactly. So there you go. A high energy, low energy, high impact, whatever workout furnace. I don't know, but just buy one. And we will be out of debt. Here's the thing. Debt got us into this mess. But if we can go into more debt, we will pull out of it. It makes sense when you think about it.
Makes sense.
Yes. We've just turned into a political show.
I just heard the Star Spangled Banner playing in the background. I don't know if you guys heard it too.
I did.
But I just
a
did.
Flag appeared awesome. Behind me in green screen. It was amazing. So, everybody, I expect you to call your local train dealer and get your air conditioner installed so we can go ahead and get out of this mess, okay?
And don't pay your gas bills. Buy Dare. Get DirecTV so you can watch TV while you're not paying your bills. Oh, yeah.
For Pete's sakes, that's right.
Yep. You can't afford gas, but, yeah, get that cable television, for God's sake. Make sure you got it going. You got to get your entertainment, especially since you got laid off.
You got to do something with it. You got to watch stories.
Yeah, you can't afford gas in your car, but let's get that Da Vinci's Inquest going. Which still, that name just sounds gross to me. I don't know. I don't know what they're investigating is in for. But John, what you got, bud?
Yeah, please bring us out of this doldrums. Me and James have just sucked. So please bring us out of it.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be funny if I told you I got laid off and I bought DirecTV.
And a
dude,
train.
There's a theme going here, isn't there?
I'm making bad choices right and left, but I'm comfortable and entertained. It's great.
For Pete's sakes. Hey, this is what happened, and I don't want to get into a habit of saying things about my child, but...
Hey, it happens to all of us.
Yeah. Okay, well, so I actually have two, but I'm going to tell you the one with the kid because it's funnier. We were staying, and this actually happened last night. We were staying at somebody's house last night up in Tennessee.
Woo!
And love Tennessee. Can't wait to get home to my Tennessee. Anyways, it was bedtime, and we were getting our little boy ready for bed, and that's usually my job. I take the helm on that. And so I said, all right, buddy, just brush your teeth. And because it was an unfamiliar house, he couldn't really reach the sink. He's four, and he's, you know, this sink was built back in, I don't know, like 1901 or something, and it was like 30 feet off the ground. And so anyways, he couldn't spit into it, so he was spitting into the toilet, which is fine, you know. So he's brushing his teeth and spitting in the toilet. Well, I walk out of the room, and he's finishing up in there, and I come back in, and he hands me the toothbrush, which I proceed to rinse off, and it's kind of wet already. And I look over in the toilet, and there's like movement in the toilet.
So
I rinsed off. The water was moving, and it was moving in the direction that it would flush if you were in Australia. The wrong direction. So I look at him, and I said, buddy, and that's not his name, but that's what I call him. I said, hey, buddy, did you stick your toothbrush in the toilet? And he looks at me with this serious, innocent face, looks up at me like a loving son would look up to his father, and he says, yeah. Yeah, I did. Shakes his head a little bit. Yeah. I said, that's really gross. And so I continue to rinse the toothbrush off. And I said, did you put it in your mouth after you took it out of the toilet? Same look, same answer. Yeah. Like, you're 4 years old. You shouldn't do that. You know better.
See, so that's when you just have to start over. You have to just throw that one away and start over. With a new kid.
I threw it away. Throw that kid away. We got another one on the way. We'll see if he surpasses him.
Yeah, so much for this one. We tried. Dang, so it's like playing a video game and dying right before the end. You know, oh, I got to restart this level.
Nah, I introduced him to the wonderful world of Listerine.
It burns, precious, it burns.
That's what he said. Well, he didn't say the precious, but he says, this is spicy.
That's what Jenna says. That's exactly what she says. Anything that is spicy. Yes, that's funny.
It's hot. It's spicy, yeah. So I said, don't drink, don't swallow this. Never swallow.
I gave her some soda the other day, and she'd never had, like, Coke. She's always had Sprite and stuff. She's like, this is spicy.
You know, that's because it was a salsa.
Yeah.
We know all about you and salsa.
Yes, yes, yes. That was went back when I was the LBB of the week.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no! All right. Oh, man. LBB awesome. Of the week. Well, there's three of them, but two of them are user-submitted. But the LBB is obviously a living, breathing butthead, someone that lives and breathes to be a jerkwad. And today, I have to go ahead and tag the kids who are ding and dashing my house as the LBBs. Or occasionally, my if you're not familiar with it, old people who listen to the show, you run up to a house, you push the doorbell, and then you run like Hades to get away before they catch you. And this is apparently the height of fun in suburbia.
School's out.
Yeah. And it's been happening. It's been happening. We've been here a year and a half. This is the fourth time that it's happened. And I've never, ever caught sight of who it was. I had my suspicions that it was the people with the wind chimes behind my house. yeah. Cause there's always these teenagers hanging out over there and they're just up to no good and blah, blah, blah. But no, I happened to look out the right window and these two little blonde headed white kids go running, tearing across the lawn. One small, one big. And I thought I had them. I walked outside. They're gone. They're gone. So I tried to turn into Grissom, tried to figure out, triangulate the direction, the pattern. I tried to look across the plane of the grass to see if I could see disturbances. I looked around the house to see if there was any doors ajar, any eyeballs peeking through curtains or anything like that. They were gone. So then the religious side of me took over, and I realized I'd been visited by angels. No, I'm kidding. Demons, LBB perhaps. Angels. Yeah, demons, perhaps, hey, but fallen
just
angels.
Just go to YouTube and type in Ding and Dash. I bet you'll see a whole video montage of this guy in Kansas City.
This fat guy running out in front of his house. What the heck is going on? By God.
Who's doing that?
Dude, I was mad, though, so, you know, because I'd finally seen them, and I'm like, I want to find them walking around thinking they got away, but no, And so the only thing I hoped, I walked up and down the street five times. I'm thinking, you know, they're looking out the window. They're scared to death. So I made sure to stare at every house as if I was saying, I'm going to kill you both.
I know you're in there.
I know you're in there. And so I knew that they were in there in every house up and down my street. And then I was not satisfied. I got in my car and drove the street too. And not looking suspicious at all, by the way, to the people who were pulling their kids off the street. But I didn't see them. But if I do, I'm going to tell their parents. I will not hurt them. But
okay.
Yeah. It's just annoying. It's annoying. I don't know why, but when my doorbell rings, I get scared. It's probably because I used to be in... I don't know. I do. It freaks me out. I feel like I'm in trouble.
What's that noise? What's that noise?
Well, no.
Jen.
Not because
it's happening again.
Here's Johnny.
No, I just think that somebody's coming to get us in trouble. Like the cops are there. I mean, I don't know. I never get visitors. And the few times I do, who rings the doorbell? Bad guys do.
Nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
Postman man always rings twice.
Oh, that came to mind, dude. That's funny that you said that.
I don't know.
I don't even know what that movie's about.
Neither do I.
So I always say, I think it's because I used to be in debt. A lot, like way back in the day, and so if you got a doorbell ring and you're in debt, it's because the collectors are coming and they're coming to take your stuff. So I think I just have an overactive imagination, but it did help to put a face to him. So anyway, kids who ding and dash are LBBs big time. This kid says, "Hey, I'd like to nominate myself for LBB of the week on your next show." His name's John. Okay, so today I was in the bathroom with all the urinals were full. Ooh, gross. Oh, full people were in front of them.
No, they were all full of pee.
Full of urine. And I really had to go, so I look at the stalls, and I see the handicap stall open, so I run in there. I close the door and finally let go. Thank you for saying it that way. That's just so gross for some reason. But whilst using the stall, I heard someone enter the bathroom and come right up to the handicap stall, so I hurry up. And when I finally exit the stall, I see a small Down syndrome kid and his father. The poor little kid had wet himself and was crying, and his father was trying to help him.
Man.
Oh, could you imagine? I would just die. And when he saw me, he yelled at me for, like, ever. Love, John. Yeah, John, you're the LBB of the year, dude. Sorry. That would just suck so bad.
Yeah, that goes way beyond the week, at least the month.
Oh.
Sorry, John. I share your name, but that's tough going, dude.
That's terrible.
I mean, if in the situation, I mean, if you just got to go quick, I mean, I don't think that's that.
Well, LBB. Here's my thing. It was the kid in a wheelchair. If he wasn't he as capable as anyone else to use any other bathroom? Was it that specific one that he had to use? I submit that not necessarily. So, you know, I still think it's a bad idea as a general rule to use the very roomy, spacious, you know, 3 inches more off the floor. You know, it does make you feel like a toddler to take a dump on a handicapped toilet.
Hello, my pastor friend just said, "Take a dump." That's awesome,
dude. I was gonna. That was my other weekly update about taking a dump in a handicapped stall. But I thought the kid one was funnier.
It does. Your feet can't touch the floor. You know, it's just you find yourself swinging your legs. You know.
That happens to me on normal stalls because I'm short.
Then you want to start singing a song, you know? It's just fun. Anyway, so yeah, John, you're the LBB. He says, "I'm pretty." This one's from Heather. It's a girl, apparently. "I'm new at driving, being only 17, but I think that one of my biggest pet peeves is when someone rides your bumper while driving, especially if you're already doing 5 miles over the speed limit. I mean, why should you have to get a ticket just because that driver's too big of a hurry?" So, yeah, that would be my vote for LBB. Yeah, sincerely, Heather. Well, Heather, you are new to this, but you do have to pick one lane to drive in. So that's the thing.
What she didn't mention is that she was in on the sidewalk, and it was a kid on a bicycle riding her.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
And when the car's that's up behind you riding your bumper, when they have red and blue lights flashing and they're honking their horn, make all kinds of noise, you're supposed to get out of the way.
You're supposed to get out of the way. And if the cars are riding your front bumper, then you're on the wrong side of the road. Yeah.
You're in England, my friend.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, you've gotten confused. Speaking of confusion.
News.
Yeah, we got a little bit of news. Just one more time, cleancast.com, if you haven't checked it out. This is your last opportunity because cleancast.com is going away. I'm just kidding. But we're going to stop talking about it so much. Cleancast.com is a great place for you to find other great clean podcasts like this one on every topic imaginable. And this is right off the top of my head. I'm not even reading. Just check it out. It's a great site. It's made by me and people who love clean podcasts. They're not all super duper spanky, you know, white bread podcasts. They're good stuff. There's gaming shows and ones about photography and photoshopping and family shows, non-family shows like this one, shows that are clean but push the limits of clean like we do. You'll love it. Check it out, cleancast.com. And when you start listening to that show, that special show that you find on there, let them know that Nobody's Listening sent you. One more little bit is I've been meaning to do this for a while. When we first started the show, I bought the domain nobodyslistening.net and immediately regretted it. It's horribly long. It's hard to spell, blah, blah, blah. And at the request of a great podcaster, formerly of the Weekly Murloc, he helped me think of the phrase NL cast, that you need to get cast. And so we started using that. We just redirected it to nobodyslistening.net. Well, as of this week, we've made the conversion, and now nobodyslistening.net points to NLcast. So update your bookmarks, people. If you're trying to use an old bookmark or something, nobodyslistening.net should work, but if it doesn't, just type in NLcast.com, go there, refresh all your stuff. Unfortunately, a side effect was people's feed readers and iTunes started seeing everything as a brand new item. So I apologize for that, folks, but it's worth it. It was worth it. We needed to make the conversion and it's, totally. It was just time. It was time to do it. So we did it and it went really easy.
What? What?
All the links are fixed on the, nobody's listening. Like if you go to a link somewhere and it's all good.
Should be. Well, I mean, people that link to it, it should forward automatically. But if it doesn't, you know, if there's a significant issue, let me know. But I'm sure I'll be catching things here and there. But it redirects great. But anyway, it's just something we needed to do. Cool. Yeah, that's all. That's all of that. So let's do this.
Who, me? Who, me?
It's time for the segment of the show that we call Middle School Drama. And this is where we put all of the middle schoolers' input to the show. Hey, guys, love your podcast. I wanted to give you a story, too. One time in my class and I were heading to the place for our field trip. The place, you know, the place. And what a kid was asking for the money. What was stupid was I saw him.
Sorry.
Yeah, we were
Go
all.
Ahead.
Yeah. What was stupid is I saw him playing with his money just a second ago. So I said no, and he said he'd pay me back tomorrow and held out his hand. I said no and walked ahead to catch up with my tall friends. I am short. I am short, so it sucks. Well, yeah, and you complicate things by hanging out with tall people. You know, that's not even good.
Trust me, it makes you look shorter.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And walk half pace so I can catch up.
Take shorter steps.
Silly long leg people.
He says, I told my tall friends about this. So I'm babbling my mouth about how much of a butt face he was. And they start laughing at me. I look up at them confused and I start going on again. So I just finished my story when someone taps me on the top of my head. It was the kid who had asked for the money. I blushed because he had dollowed me. I guess that means followed me. Yeah, because D and F are right next to each other on the keyboard, so that's just a typographical error. He had followed me and had heard everything. I hid behind my friends because he was still asking, and my friends were cracking up. Amber. So that's a girl now, after all that. It was a dude in my head. I'm sorry, Amber.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, Amber.
And sorry that you have
I apologize to you.
Tall friends. But really? Amber, I don't think you should be ashamed of what you said. I mean, it was a beggar, basically a future homeless man goes to school with you, and he was panhandling on a field trip at the place. And when you're at the place to be, And we all know where the place is. It was on Kids Incorporated. It was the place that they sang. It was called The Place. Remember? Because it had a sign that was actually the palace, but one of the letters were out, and they called it The Place. Kids Incorporated.
Dude, I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I have no idea what's going on.
Did you know that the chick from Fergie from that – she was Fergie.
Black Eyed Peas?
Yes. Fergie was on Kids Incorporated.
No.
Yes. I think she was the ugly little girl. But anyway.
Weird. That one must have been before her.
And if you don't know about Kids Incorporated, go to YouTube and look it up.
Kids Incorporated.
We're going to have fun. Yeah. Oh, it's great.
So, okay. I'm going now. Goodbye.
This one's from Cody. Okay. Hello, James and David, our co-host.
I haven't listened to the show often, have you?
Yeah, I'm telling on yourself there. I'm one of your middle school listeners, and I have a few things to tell you. And he bullet points them out for me. Unfortunately, awesome. bullet point one. Unfortunately, my mom has replaced your podcast with Absolute Peach and Two Guys, One Brain, but she does listen to Geek Loves Nerd. Well, thank you for starting it off on such a high point. Unfortunately, my mom replaced the French Girls with Sandy Patty, so...
What?
You gotta listen to the past podcast, the one about watching Titanic and my mom videotaping over the naked parts with Sandy Patty. So anyway.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
That's why you mentioned the thing about Sandy Patty
last week. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't got I to cannot that episode yet.
I ha every time I see Kate Winslet, I think Sandy Patty. So it happens.
Yikes.
So yeah,
that's good that your mom did that. But dude, that movie came out past college.
I know.
Do you mean your wife taped over that?
No, my mom had it at her house, and we were watching it, and that happened. Yeah. So anyway, he says bullet point two. I'm currently on episode 75. That's why I guess he thinks David's still here. I can't believe that Lone Rider couldn't hear you calling, because when I'm listening to your podcast at the volume, the all safe 2/3 of max, I don't understand what he's saying. I can hear your phone ring perfectly. So what's the deal? Did he have the volume on max? Crazy excuses. I don't have a flipping clue what he's talking about.
What? There's butter up my head.
Crazy.
In bullet point three, one of these days you should make school bullies the LBB of the week, unless you already have, because most of the people in my school make my life horrible. Yeah, really. Thanks for reading.
What does that mean? Yeah, really.
Thanks for reading this, and keep up the good work. I love your podcast. From Cody Stalkers. P.S. I'm not on the forums. Well, darn you. Darn you, you know, I don't know what to say. You know, principals and teachers are not bullies. So if they're on your back, it's not. Well,
they are in my world.
That's right.
What word is that?
We're going to take a quick break and find out what's going on with John's plate in his head. And then when we do, he's going to tell our featured story. So peace. What the freak?
What was that?
You make that sound with your mouth.
This is Lucius from Southern Broth, Mass, Tennessee, and you're listening to Nobody's Listening Podcast. You know, now that I say that out loud, that don't make no sense.
Hi, this is James.
And this is Jen.
We've been married since 1996. The only problem is...
What?
We don't have anything in common.
No, we don't.
Two people with totally different tastes in everything, including ice cream.
It's true.
I'm a geek.
And I'm a nerd.
I'm a husband.
I'm a wife.
I'm a father.
And I'm a mother.
How do two people so different come together and make a life work? We can't be the only two people like this out there.
Surely not.
Geek Loves Nerd.
Every week, we get together and we talk about issues.
Finances.
How to find the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
In-laws.
Video games.
Marriage tips.
I like beef tips. There's also the Ask Jen segment where people ask questions for my wonderful wife.
And it's the best part of the show.
Wow.
Geek Loves Nerd.
You need to go to geeklovesnerd.com or look us up in iTunes, because we're the standard by which every other marriage is measured by.
Of course, that's why we're podcasting in our basement.
And you're not. Well, peace out.
Peace out, home skillet.
Geek Loves Nerd. Trying to find something in common since 1996.
Yeah.
Welcome back, folks, and here it is, the featured story.
Featured story.
All right, as we promised, a.k.a. threatened, it's time for our feature story with Johnny Steinklobbery.
Yes, thank you very much, and I appreciate that welcoming, warm intro that you just gave me. Ay, ay, ay. Sorry, that wasn't even funny.
That was inappropriate.
Wait, let's start over again.
Okay.
Feature story.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Welcome back. Sorry about that long break, but we've got a brand new co-host and a brand new person that you never heard of before, and this is Stani Johnklobber. So take it away.
Welcome. Thank you for the country thing. You got me for the shing point.
Wow, you just went from German to Indian like in one sentence.
Well, I like to move it. What can I say? Hey, everybody.
Original King Julian.
Put your hands up in the air and dance with me now.
You're not dancing.
I love that show. Okay.
I'm going to take a nap. You guys just wake me up when you want me to play the next sound clip, okay?
Okay.
We'll give you a...
No, not now.
No, yeah, next one. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll get right into it. The featured story, it'd take me like 10 seconds, okay?
That's not very featured.
It is featured because you'll laugh so hard the rest of it, and you won't even want me to tell a story.
Oh.
Okay. I'm just trying to warm up the crowd now. You guys feel warmed up? You got the funny bones going?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I am eagerly anticipating your story.
Good.
Go.
Well, James, this happens before I knew you. This happened before you knew me.
Okay.
But, and Trevor, this happened a long time before you knew me.
Well, do the timeline that would have to be.
I am so glad you're clarifying.
Yeah. Well, it's worthy of noting. So.
Okay.
I'll just put this right out, okay? I like to play with fire. I like fire. I don't know why. I don't know where it started in my childhood. Actually, I do, and I'm going to tell you right now because I just remembered. When I was I think I was about 5 years old. I have a younger sister. She's a couple years younger than me, and she was three. So it started then. My mom used to have matches in the house, and I saw her light a couple things, you know, candles or something. I thought, wow, those things are cool. The little magic sticks with the red thing on top. Magic fire stuff, I think she called it, fire. Well, she kept all these matches in a paper bag, which
wow,
I guess in Florida, isn't that a great place to keep them in a paper
well,
bag?
Well, my mom kept them in a plastic bag with some green stuff, so I don't know. Maybe
green stuff.
He's inferring things.
Oh, green stuff.
John plays it so innocent.
Dude, no, I was thinking like
fish food?
I just had sushi. Yeah, I was thinking like wasabi
lettuce?
Or something. Green stuff, yikes. Okay, I get
Play-Doh?
It.
No, it was
paper.
My mom used a lighter for that. No. Anyways, no, back to the story. I just have to warn you, I have a little bit of the ADD thing, so it's easy for me to get off track. That's why I didn't make a very good youth pastor. Anyways,
I like puppies.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Puppies are fun. So anyways, I looked all over the house for this paper bag, and then I found the golden paper bag. It's like a light was shining on it. It was above the oven of all places.
goodness.
So it was in a little cabinet, and I dragged a chair over, and I climbed up, and I grabbed the paper bag, and I said to my little sister, we are going to light some matches and have some fun. So this was like early. You know how kids wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday?
Yeah.
Every other day of the week, they don't get out of bed.
Exactly.
Until, you know, you have to pry them out, but on Saturdays, they get out at 2 o'clock.
Cartoons start at 6 a.m., dude. You got to be up and ready.
Right on. Well, matches were even more interesting than cartoons. So I said, Liz, let's go. I'm going to show you something cool. So we went to the bathroom. Mom was still sleeping down the hall. And we went to the bathroom.
Something cool. I'm going to show you your doom. Yeah. Come on.
Show your doom. Watch this. The magic stick with the red head will burst into flame when I draw it across this.
Grab the Aquanet.
Oh, I got stories about that too.
So do I, but
so I said, watch this. And I lit it and it was awesome. I mean, it burst into flame just like it did when my mom did it. And I one is just, you know, who can light just one? Seriously. So I threw it in the
like
toilet.
Pringles.
And it's right. So I
always throw my
one.
Pringles in the toilet.
They taste better that way.
Oh, you mean that nobody could eat just one part. Okay, I'm sorry.
Right on. So it just kept lighting them, and it was fun. And I said, Liz, you want to try it? And, you know, in her own 3 or 4 year old talk, she said, yeah. So I taught my sister at a very early age how to light matches, and she did it. And we would let it burn down. Like that. I know.
Little pyro. We don't live in a house anymore. We had to move into – no.
So we just kept lighting matches, and somewhere – I don't know. I mean, we lit a lot of them. A lot of those matches were out of that bag. I think I even started tearing off pieces of toilet paper in the paper bag, mm-hmm. lighting that on fire too.
Yeah, you got to.
And my mom woke up, and she smelled the smell of that, you know, that light sulfurous
it's a great smell.
Stench. Oh. I love it. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Unless it's coming from a bathroom full of toddlers, that's not so great.
She opened that door, and I think I had the lights on because we would turn the lights off and light them and light the room up, and it's just so awesome. It's like sparklers, except better. And she whipped the door and said, "What is going on here? What are you doing?" I just was like, "Yeah, I'm lighting matches, Mom." And I said, "But Liz is doing it too." And she said, "She's a baby." I think she snatched that bag of matches out of my hand. And I don't remember much after that, honestly. She was a baby, and I think I was whisked away into a third world.
But I just – that's where my love affair with fire began. Okay, I can see.
That's where it began. I mean, I've got more stories. If you want me to keep going.
No, keep going. I want you to tell the original one. I just find it hilarious that, you know, what would be a traumatic experience for most people, one that would take tons of counseling to get over, it turned into a love affair. I mean, she did what every parent was supposed to do. She probably tore you up and
yeah.
Three sides from Thursday or whatever. But you walked away from that going, I can't wait to do this again and not get caught.
It's funny because it's true. Because, I mean, what young boy hasn't taken a match or a lighter and lined up all your G.I. Joe guys and grabbed your older sister's Aquanet and flame broiled those Jokers until they were
– I got to admit that it was my Aquanet that I used back in the 90s, okay. Dude. Don't even act like you didn't have giant hair either. We all had this big flip-over bang thing that you had to Aquanet the heck out of to get it to stick.
Okay, whoa. What's an Aquanet?
It's hairspray. It's the most flammable hairspray of all time. Middle schoolers, pretend you didn't hear that.
I did not
yes,
know that.
Yes, don't.
Do not
yeah, let me
ever
put this
try this at home. Yes.
Yeah, what John has done was dumb.
Yes.
Okay, don't teach your little sisters how to light matches because that's stupid.
Please don't.
Aquanet plus matches equals flamethrower. It's good.
Oh, wow.
Bingo.
There you go. Try to sue Canada. Try it. Canada's
the one with that. Speaking of flamethrowers, though, I already told you about torching the G.I. Joe guys, and I always wondered why my mom wouldn't buy me more.
I need new ones. These ones are melty.
They're melty. Well, one time, me and my cousins, my dad had built me this really sweet fort, and it was cool. And I got a whole other story about that. Almost. My brother kept some things up there that were somewhat flammable. But regardless of that, I did find one of my brother. He had moved out of the house, went to the Navy, and so he stored a bunch of his stuff up in my fort, by the way. And so I found all of his cologne, and I thought, hey, I hear that cologne's flammable. So I tried messing with that, and me and my cousins were up there. And I was a little older, okay? I wasn't 5. I was probably 10, maybe, 10 or so. And so we were up in the fort, and I found this squeeze bottle, like a, I don't know what my brother was keeping it, but it was like a squeeze bottle kind of thing. And I poured all of the cologne in that and made like this ultra manly smelling cologne. It's illegal in 39 states. And it was just this awful stench, but it was very flammable. So I was showing my cousins how you could, you know, squirt a little bit of this cologne out on the floor or on the desk or whatever it was, and you could light it on fire, and then you could squeeze the squeeze bottle just right. It would suck the flame into the bottle and shoot the flame out, and it was the most awesome thing. I mean, I'd set up little targets and try and light the targets on fire. That didn't work. But I was showing this to my cousin Tim, and he had some serious curly hair. I mean, he had like a fro, man.
Notice the emphasis on the word "had" that we're putting here.
Well, after his cologne bottle of doom got a hold of it.
Well, let's just say that I was showing him how this awesome flamethrower worked, and I had a little pool there, and I lit it on fire, and I was saying, "Now check this out, Tim, watch." And I squeezed it, and nothing was happening. I was like, "Oh, it usually works." I kept squeezing it, and he kind of leaned in just a little bit, and about the time he leaned in, that flame shot back into that bottle, and it whoosh, it shot right out and hits the side of his face. He singed his hair. So not only did he have this little bit of missing hair, which we quickly tried to cover up, because if our parents had caught us, I didn't remember anything from 3 to 10. I probably wouldn't remember anything after that. But so we were trying to cover it up, and you know how burnt hair just stinks to high heavens.
Yes.
I mean, he probably was rubbing sand in it. I don't know. Maybe he thought the fire was still there or something. But anyways, we tried to clean it up, and I forgot all about this part. We covered it up, but we put some of the cologne on him so that he wouldn't.
The logic of 10-year-olds, because 10-year-olds are always wearing cologne. After all, they'll never get suspicious of this—the smell of aqua velva mixed with afta and Old Spice. Yeah,
you don't smell like burnt hair, but you sure smell purdy.
What is that smell?
Did you catch on fire?
No, why?
Oh,
his
gosh.
Little face, he had a little red mark on his face, too. I felt awful. But
he's
later
like
on
Harry Potter. His scar burns every time he goes to a family reunion and gets around you.
Dude, I think that's what it was. It was a family get-together. I was trying to think why all my cousins were there. Well, we walked through the house later on that day, and I just remember the older folks, the parents who probably are what my age is now. They mentioned on, boy, you smell like you've been to a house of ill repute, which I didn't even know what that meant. That had a couple other words that they used too, but it might not be show friendly.
Yeah, I could think of what a phrase that I would come up with that I cannot say right now.
Oui, Michelle. But that was how he at least lost a little bit of his hair.
Wow.
He's all grown up now, and he doesn't, you know, we got the same gene, I suppose, of losing hair, and he's just in the advanced stages. But I don't think that has anything to do with the flamethrower of cologne.
It may have had something to do with the cologne that you put on his hair follicles, though.
That might be it.
It burns. That's the perfect thing to put on a burn. So,
dude, I just remember him. We were standing in that fort, and we all had our jean jackets on because it was kind of cool that day.
Yeah,
and whoosh, flame just singed the side of his head. Poor Tim. Please forgive me if you ever hear this, Tim. I think I ever apologized.
Oh my gosh. Making you smell like that. Burning stories, man. I got a billion of them. That opens up a whole new wing. I think I told the one of how I burned my face. I don't know what episode it was, but if I've never told that, I need to.
Maybe that's our next theme show.
Yeah, John, did I ever tell it?
Fire.
You told me that. I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe I've never.
Don't remember hearing.
All right, here's the gist of the story, guys. And then, tell me if I haven't told it. Help me out, peoples who listen. Basically, I burned a third-degree burn on my face in a very silly way. So Let me know if that rings a bell. And if I haven't, then I owe you guys a story, because that is like I carry the scars still to this day.
It does not sound familiar to me, but
maybe I haven't. I can't believe it. I can't believe I haven't told that one.
I tell you what, let's just make a theme show out of it. I'll share a couple more of my flaming or burning.
Oh, great, another gay reference. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Hey, I didn't even say anything about that.
All right, so potty next week, theme show, fire shows, fire stories. So send them in, people. We got to wrap it up.
Bring them.
We're at 53 minutes now. But thanks, John. Those are great stories. And we'll bring your best fire breathing stories next week. And so voicemails and emails and all that good stuff. Speaking of voicemails and emails, let's do some of those real quick.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
All right, guys, I told you before the show, we've got some of the best listener submitted stuff we've ever had. So here it begins.
Yes.
My story happens at work. I work in a repair shop that is very quiet most of the time. That is very quiet. Sorry. It's spelled quite, though, in my defense.
Maybe he's from England. Yeah. It's quite most of the time. It's quite quiet.
But most of the time, it's quiet. With that said, when someone does speak, everyone hears it in the entire room. So we try to pick our words very carefully so we won't offend anyone when we chat. The story begins with our cleaning lady. One of her duties was to empty the trash cans, and most importantly, the one from the lunchroom. The can's always full and has the worst stench coming from it. Cleaning lady always grabs that bag first. She drags it to each desk, collecting the rest of the individual waste paper baskets. Not a big deal, right? Except one problem. The bag always rips from her dragging it, and it leaks old coffee grinds, and not to mention the smell, and it leaves a trail like a snail, like a slime trail.
Bananas and grapes and fruit.
Just whatever. Stale coffee. We would tell her not to do this, but she wouldn't listen. And she gave the reply, I'm going to mop anyway, so it doesn't matter. And this really got on my nerves. So one day she's coming around my desk with this big old trash bag to collect my trash, and the smell was not far behind. The incredible stench hit me like a truck. Get that bag out of here. It stinks so bad. Get it out. I yelled out loud. Everyone stopped working and looked at me as she replied, there's nothing in the bag. What are you trying to say, that I stink? This is a true case of open mouth insert foot. Now I'm forever known as the there's nothing in the bag guy at work.
Oh man,
hope you got a good laugh out of this, Gary from Palm Harbor, Florida. Dude, that is terrible. Oh, I would die. I would just die. That's as bad as the time I made that stupid joke about that girl being pregnant and she was. Oh, it's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. I would just crawl up and die. So,
yeah, I think I would too. Or crawl in the bag. I just crawl in the
Does
bag.
Does it smell
sorry,
in
just
there?
Drag me around.
I need
the bag. Now the bag stinks. I'm in it. See, look, I stink. I'm sorry.
I meant the pandas at the zoo. Let's talk about them. Okay. GOK James, guess my last name, Trevor. And I have no idea who you are, John. That's the intro.
Oh. Hey, thanks.
What's up? I thought I'd tell you the story of my long-lost brother, Ivan. Best story ever, by the way, guys. This is the best story ever. I grew up with five other siblings. My oldest brother, Eric, is 5 years older than me. So when I was about 5 years old or so, he told me the story of my brother, Ivan. We were sitting down watching TV in the living room, and he said in a sad voice, "It's too bad that Ivan couldn't be here to watch with us." I looked at him, and I said, "Who's Ivan?" And he proceeded to tell me that Ivan was our older brother, that when I was a little younger, I had killed him. and that I had chopped him up in pieces and put him in Chunky Monkey ice cream.
What?
At this point, I was freaking out. I'd never heard of Ivan or Chunky Monkey ice cream. He looked at me and he said, "Why do you think it's so chunky?"
So
I cried to my mom and I told her I was sorry about killing Ivan. Even though my mom told me this wasn't true, every time we went to the store until I was about 8, my brother would point to the Chunky Muggy ice cream and say, Ivan. Yeah, my brother sounds a lot like you, James, torturing the young minds of children one at a time. Great podcast, guys. Keep it going, Laurel. This is the cruelest thing ever. It's so awesome.
I can almost hear that conversation going down, man. The boy watching TV. Poor Ivan.
Poor
TV
Ivan. Who's Ivan?
Who's Ivan?
Who's just some dude you killed when you were too young to remember? I mean, I told my siblings, they were adopted and stuff. That's about as creative and cruel as I got. But this one just goes where no man should ever go. 10 years old. That's why you got to have your kids close together. Have them within 3 years
good
of
one.
Each other. It's terrible.
I'll try. That was good. Was that one from Laurel?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good this one, is Wesley Laurel. From Ohio. Hey, NL casters. I wanted to share a story inspired by John's. I think it was John's son resting his mouth. Yes, it was John. This is my wife's favorite story, even though it's about our nephew. Our nephew, James, is 3 years old. That's a great name. And he's going through a phase where he's biting his older sister. And that's a great hobby. Obviously, his sister tells their mom. And their mom makes James tell his sister he's sorry, which is why he continues to do it, because the punishment doesn't outweigh the benefit of the bad behavior. Sorry, I'm a bit of a discipline geek. Okay. He even comes to his mother and to tell him he's apologized to his sister before his sister has a chance to tattle on him. So, see, that's the thing. It's not really teaching me anything. He's like, I bit my sister, and I said, I'm sorry. Okay. All right.
So well, now it's a game.
Have fun. Go bite her again.
Yeah.
Last week, James comes up to his mom and says, I bit my tongue, and I said I'm sorry to my tongue. Hope you're laughing, or at least you have the sound effect of the sad trombone ready. Well, we'll do both. That's actually a trumpet. If anybody has a trombone with 3 notes, send it on. But I'm very happy with the wah-wah-wah. Love the new format. Love the old formats, too. Wesley from Ohio. Well, thank you. Little nod to both phases of Nobody's Listening. I like that. Let's listen to some stuff real quick. This is from some stupid guy.
Hey, James, it's John.
See?
Hey, dude, you're not going to believe this, but I'm at work, okay? And there is a red van in our parking lot, red conversion van. It looked just like the one that you guys used to ride in. Probably the same one that your mom picked a cow up in and probably the same one that your brothers took out van bogging. Anyways, it's awesome. Later.
Okay, so why did you call the show?
Because, man, I got a bad memory. I forget to tell you.
Oh.
Here's the crazy thing. That there's another van in my neighborhood, not my neighborhood, but just down the street. And I was driving by, I said, oh, that's that van again.
Did you ever
like I've been seeing them all over the place
now. You actually rode in that van, didn't you? I think you had to have. We had it then. So
I can't believe that you guys got a cow in there though.
Yeah. We did.
But that was after then, right?
Yeah.
Because that van was fairly
Yeah, cow. they took it to Old Town, Florida and David's whole story line began. Yeah. It was a different life. Different life. Here's Gambit Kid. With a story he calls Disney Drama 3.
Hello, Trevor and James. This is, well, for stalker's sake, this is Gambit Kid. And, well, I have a weekly update. You can also call it Disney Drama 3, I guess. I went to Disneyland California Adventure for my birthday, and you might know about this, but they have this pin trading thing where you can trade pins throughout the park with employees. And so my parents got me this lanyard that has a bunch of pins on it that you can trade. So I'm walking around looking for employees that have pins. And, well, I walked up to this one person that I thought was an employee, and I asked her, may I have one of your pins? And she, I think she's Norwegian. And she's like, no. Cannot have any of my pins, and she stormed off.
No pin for you.
And it was very embarrassing because she actually was not an employee. She was a guest at the place. So, embarrassing, and hopefully this gets on your podcast.
Yeah, yeah, it's
and
a podcast.
It is, hallelujah. Bye.
Yeah, Gambit Kid, we just need to go ahead and settle this right now. We have nothing against Norwegians. The Norwegian population is, we do have Norwegian listeners, and they're not being offended. It's always the white people, the American white folks, that are really offended on behalf of the other people. So I just want to go ahead and say right now, it was Norway, I believe. No, the Netherlands that the original Norwegian lady was from. So, Netherlands. We have no listeners in the Netherlands, so we can make fun of them. But even so, I created a mythical place called Norwegia. So, it's an imagination place. It's not real. So quit hating on these folks. They are mean and hateful and spiteful, and they talk funny. But other than that, they're people just like you and I. So don't make fun of Norwegians. All right.
Yeah. I've been to Norwegia.
Oh, crap. Thought it was a
it's right
place.
On the other side of the Neverland, I think.
Candy
isn't that
Drop
right?
Island. It's great. The blah, blah, blah. I need to read this, and then I'm going to play a clip. He says, hey, nobody's listening. This is Chris, the professor, from the I'd Quote That podcast, here to school you guys on your own country. Calling the money tray inside of a cash register a till is not just a Canadian thing. Here in the USA, we use it too. No, we don't.
Yeah.
They're referring to the whole... You guys are referring to the entire cash register. His logic is flawed. I'm not against us calling it a till, whatever. But even still, it sounds like something a farmer would use to spread corn. It just doesn't sound right. Anyway, I used to work in several different retail stores, and each one used the term till. Normally, though, it's just a term that employees use when they have a new tray with more money or a clean till. You wouldn't hear customers saying, oh, I'm going to use the till. The line is short. Well, of course, that's my whole point. If you think I'm crazy, try asking the cashier if they know what a till is next time you're at the store. Well, the only store I go to is Walmart. I doubt they even know that it's called a cash register. just thought I'd stick up for Trevor on this one. Well, nice try, but it doesn't it doesn't fly.
I feel schooled. I'm sorry. I just feel schooled.
I don't care what he calls himself. I'm the professor, too. I'll just be, you be Pinky, I'll be the brain, and we'll just pretend. We'll give ourselves a title, and all of a sudden we know everything.
I'll be Marianne.
Why do you want to be a girl?
Wow.
Anyway, he wants to be a princess? He wants to be Marianne? He's kissing Sean.
Hey, remember when we were reading that email that time from that guy called the professor? Oh, yeah. And one other thing. Back when the Doc Collins sponsored your show and you talked about ours, you mentioned that we should expand to quoting podcasts. I remember that. Well, I took your advice and decided to quote you guys on that week's show. I've attached a short MP3 clip of me doing that. Hope you guys play it on your next show. Thanks to Professor. So here it is.
Ooh. News and email.
Yeah.
And voicemail. Uh-huh. We got voicemails this week.
Yay.
Or
here's
voicemail.
A piece of news.
All right.
Apparently, according to another podcast that we listen to, Nobody's Listening, we are recording from deep down within Canada's pants.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
So, that's just
they're
news.
They're my neck of the woods.
All right. A little snippet.
Yeah. There you go. So, they quoted us. The deep in Canada's
that's
pants.
That's awesome.
Of all the things to quote, that's the one I want to...
Deep in
that's the legacy we want to leave for the show right there.
Dang straight.
They made us laugh. They made us cry. They made us say deeper than Canada's pants.
That's awesome. Thanks, the professor.
Okay, this is something I want to warm you guys up for. I have easily got what is easily the grossest voicemail story ever. Ever, ever. I almost deleted it. It was so gross. But it does fall within the realm because gross is not necessarily not clean. You know, it's just gross. It really happened. It's a true story. Guys, I'm going to take a vote. There's three of us. Do you want to hear the story or not?
Well, you go first, Trevor. And I'll base my answer on yours.
I have a I have a bucket ready. I'm good.
Oh, okay, John.
Is it grosser than sticking a toothbrush in the toilet and then putting it back in your mouth?
Oh yeah.
Okay, man. I'm just gonna have to stomach it. I'm in.
Here we go.
Do it.
Hey guys, this is Jason from Western Pennsylvania, long time listener, first time caller, and I just wanted to relay a story real quickly. Growing up in Western Pennsylvania, hunting is definitely one of the major pastimes that we
participate in. And when I was a kid, we'd go hunting with my family, cousins and aunts and uncles. And I had a cousin, a younger cousin, at the time. And you know, it was a cold day on while we were deer hunting, and we had one of the zip up snowsuits with the hood and all inclusive. So, you know, sometimes when you're out in the woods, you're not always in the best place to do your business. And so he had to do some business. And so he found a log, and he said, "Oh, I got to go in the bush and do my business." So he did that. He went out there. He and he did that and came back. And we're like, "Well, you know, that really smells. I can still smell it. You know, did you leave everything back there?" And he's like, "Yeah, no problem." Well, he zips up. He's coming out, and he's just starting to zip up his snowsuit, and gets it on, and you know, it's really cold, so he's putting his hood on. He just whips his hood up, and he tightens it up, and all of a sudden, now get ready, this is not for the faint of heart, from the sides of the hood around his face, smears, and just...
No, I can't listen to that.
...tooting out is... let's just say some fecal material, and it was the most disgusting thing that we had ever seen. But it was, at the same time, we just all just started howling, and he is there just with, you know, just major poop head at that point, and we were just laughing. And to this day, we talk about that, and he is forever known as poop head. Just wanted to pass that along. I hope you're not too disgusted.
Yes,
but hey, appreciate your show.
Mommy,
I can't separate my teeth from each other.
I missed a lot of the end of it, but I got the picture.
Gosh.
Oh, and I wish it would go away.
It's even greater when you realize that when he pulled the snowsuit down, he just flopped it down behind him, and he popped a squat right in the hood of his own stinking parka.
Boy, this hood is warm.
God, could you imagine? You know, I always heard that the bushes would tickle me, but I don't feel anything. It's great. Huh? Oh, Lord help us.
This seat is kind of cushy.
It's so gross. It's so gross. Blah.
I need to brush my teeth.
No joke. I need to go wash my hair. I just, you know, I just can't imagine. They're like, "Dude, is everything okay?" "Yeah, sure." You know, it just, it's like something out of a Chevy Chase film. Well, I just love how it's like when he pulls the tie, you know, there's always that cord around. That's when it starts oozing out, you know. Gosh.
He deserves a button, dude. You gotta have something to say.
I'm gonna produce one from thin air.
Just one button.
Oh man, the phrase "Who killed Kenny" is coming to mind. You know, Kenny never died like that. I doubt it. Oh gosh. So yeah, I love how they call him Poophead. You know, they don't really call him Poophead. They have a stronger word, but. no, nowhere else in life has it been better applied than right there. I just wonder how you clean yourself off. Do you use the spatula?
Do you
I would just have to cut off my own head.
Sandblaster, yep. Sandblaster to it.
What is wrong with this man? He used the word fecal, and there are fewer words in the world that are grosser than that word to me. I'd rather say poop. I'd rather you say splurge.
Or apparently for you, take a dump.
Yeah, dump. You could say number three, you know, number two, whatever you want to say.
What sort of biological things you got going on in your body?
Do your business.
I'm going to have a number three.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently number three is both. That's what we used to say in preschool. But, yeah.
Or number three is taking a dump in your hood.
That is so gross. It brings a whole new meaning to the question: is it all good in the hood? You know,
it stinks.
It's actually not. You know,
yeah. It's so. And dropping the boys off in the hood makes a whole different story.
Hey, yo, I got to go drop the boys off in the hood.
Boys in the hood. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. You know, in his family, they don't say it hit the fan. Say they hit the back of Charlie's head.
Oh, man. Oh, man, the poop really hit the hood this time, I tell you.
Yeah, John, put cologne. Try putting some cologne on that. Make the smell go away.
Fire could have cleaned that up right away, I'm sure.
Fire cleanses everything.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, make it stop.
It just keeps going.
I'm serious. I got to go take a shower or something. Is there another story? There's got to be something to cleanse my mind.
All right, let me see. Okay, this is good. I told her I was going to read this tonight, so this will be the last one, even though we're a little over time. Hey there, James and Trevor, I think. I've known of your podcast for quite some time. I listened to the majority of a few episodes a while back, and my husband Daniel introduced it to me as, quote, a clean humor podcast produced by a pastor. And I constantly had to deal with the uproarious laughter from him as he listened while trying to fall asleep at night. I have to say, at first I often complained to my husband that your humor was not godly, and she quotes that, enough for me. And I thought that you were you went past the line in making fun of people, and we probably did at one point. I was a bitter man for a couple episodes there. And I said there was no way that you were a good testimony for non-believers. Well, surprise, surprise. However, as Daniel got me listening to Geek Loves Nerd, and at first I had the same reaction, I kept listening, and I realized that I was being entirely too picky, and that you are a genuine funny guy who does in fact care about displaying his faith in a non-in-your-face kind of way, and proving that Christians can have fun. So I picked Nobody's Listening back up, and I started my new job, and I listened to nearly every episode back-to-back until I was caught up. And now I look forward to the new episodes of both, Nobody's Listening and Geek Loves Nerd, and I have to try really hard not to bust out laughing in the office for fear of what they might think of the new girl. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for giving us that chance, and I appreciate your comments. I do. And, you know, It was intentional. You know, at the beginning of the show, we wanted to be, people of faith and a.k.a. Christians, even though I hate that term because of what it means to so many people, and so many people have been hurt under that banner. But we didn't necessarily want to be a Christian show, because I want people that aren't Christians and people that don't even believe in God to be able to listen and understand and to build gateways. It's never been a primary purpose of the show, but, you know, the Great Commission and all that kind of stuff. My thing is, it's my job to present a witness, if you will, and it's God's job to do his side of things. So after talking about pooping somebody's hat there, there's the closest thing to any kind of preaching I've ever done on the show in my life. But anyway, she says, my point is, I think we converted somebody. It's great. And she's already saved. She just needed to be converted to the GOK. And I think that's huge. Story time, she says, I'm married to an incredible Brazilian man whom you actually did artwork for at his work not too long ago. I sure did. I thought it was him. He has been in America for about 5 years, and most people don't even recognize his accent anymore. But being with him so often, I do tend to notice his imperfections with the English language. But usually, I can still make out the point he's trying to make with context. One afternoon last summer, I was making dinner after work. Daniel returned home from riding his road bike back from work, as he does most every day. He exclaimed, "I set a new record today." I inquired, what, a new speed, a new time? I got arrested 3 times in a row.
What?
My heart jumped as my mind tried to figure out how he could possibly be arrested 3 times in a row for riding his bike. You what? You got arrested? I panicked. Yeah, 3 drivers in a row arrested me, he clarified. And then it dawned on me what he was trying to say. Oh, you got harassed.
Oh, man.
I went on to explain the difference between arresting and harassing. I hope you found this as funny as I do every time I think about it. Keep up the good work and keep making me laugh. Melody from Bloomington, Illinois. So there you go. Another convert to the GOK. Yep. The only people that ever get offended with our show are pretty much tightwad folks that don't know how to laugh. And, you know, yeah, I'm a minister, and yeah, we're Christians and all that kind of stuff, but I'm going to tell you, when we're the kind of Christians that you talk to and you hang out with, and you talk about movies and video games, I grow tired of collections of people where all you can do is talk about how holy you are and how church was awesome. I mean, I have those conversations about how holy I am. I am so self-righteous. It's not even funny. But, you know, firemen don't sit around and talk about fire all the time. So if they did.
But you know what? Hunters do talk about hunting all the time.
That's true. And NASCAR people apparently weave it into just about every weekly update they can.
It was relevant.
I'm driving.
What's NASCAR?
I'm on this online MMO, and it's pretty much the craziest thing. It's the closest thing to real racing you can get. And I drive very well in this thing. Yes, I'm a member. So anyway,
what?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just picking on Trevor. It's too funny. He's too easy to pick.
Trevor
on.
Likes NASCAR.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Thanks for joining the podcast there, buddy.
Yeah. All right, one more and then we'll go.
I was just trying to help you.
NLcast, congrats on getting so far in the iTunes page. I'm still listening to your old stuff. That's right. It's over. The magic is over, by the way. We're off. But, you know, it was awesome. People were wondering. That was Laurel, by the way. People were wondering how much, you know, what does that mean? You know, we have a lot of podcasters that listen. They want to know. And though I don't like to – hold on. Goodness gracious! Oh, I think I clipped. But
tell you a story about that sometime.
Okay, though I don't like numbers, I don't like to give away our download numbers because I actually feel like people think we're bigger than we are, and I don't want to let them down. I like the power I can hold sway over them until they find out that we're really not all that. But
we had 5 people listen last week.
Yeah, that's right. And now we got 10. No, there was a 500% increase. Which sounds a lot better than 5 times. So 500% increase in the amount of downloads we had in the week that we were featured on iTunes. But, and I always kind of measure it, even though I don't know how to measure stuff, but I measure it from Monday to Monday. And from Monday to Monday, last week, the week we weren't featured on iTunes, the comeback, the second downloads, they were 230% higher. So it was like Easter Sunday. Everybody comes to church on Easter, and then it's a little higher on the week after that. So, but not, you know, the big full house thing. So there you go. Now you know. So do the math, figure out, put in your own stuff. But yeah, it was pretty huge. And we kept almost everybody, about half of everybody that found us. And maybe more will come later on. We'll see.
Maybe we replaced everybody. What do you think?
Oh. So, yeah, add another 100%.
It's a cookbook. It's a cookbook.
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Joy of cooking.
All right, it's time to get out of here on that note. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Gobers for our awesome theme music. Thanks to our spouses, all 3 of them, one each, for letting us record.
Spouses?
Thanks to our contributors and everyone who listens. And remember, next time you're telling a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening.
The NLcast fun doesn't have to end. Join us online at NLcast.com for features, forums, webcomics, and all the social networking connections you can handle. Share your stories and comments via email. Nobody's listening to us at gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
Nobody's listening.
Oh, I despise you. I despise you, Rob.
No. I love you, man.
I have news for you.
No pain for you. I do not work here ever since that podcast told my story.
I used to work here, but I got fired.
I got fired. I don't know if it was the story or the recap song that cinched it. But I am no longer
employed.
Now you're
doing that B again, dude.
So I only have one accent. That's it.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.